Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
And here we go. As another high school sports season is upon us across the MSC Sports Radio Network, and the first full week is jam-packed, and we are excited to bring you another high school sports season starting here in the fall and our first broadcast of many in 2024-25, as it is our first volleyball match here of the season, the new Big East League. It is going to be exciting. And we are at Perry LeCompton as they are playing host to Royal Valley and Nemaha Central in the first sanctioned Big East League night of tries. Alongside Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tamman, we got Captain Kurt Kilman in studio. Coming up in our first matchup here tonight, it'll be Perry LeCompton against Royal Valley. That'll be followed by Nemaha Central and Royal Valley. And then the late one tonight, Nemaha Central and Perry LeCompton. So many great tries going on in the area, not just in the Big East League, but in the TVL and the Northeast Kansas League as well. We got week one of high school football coming your way on Friday night, so it is jam-packed, and we are just getting going here in 24 and 25. Real quick, as we get you caught up on both these teams, Nemaha Central is the lone team that has played a game so far. They played in a tournament at Marysville this past weekend and finished 5-1 and a runner-up finish. They lost in the championship match in straight sets to Clay Center, a team in which they had beaten in three sets in pool play, but then again losing to the Tigers in that championship match. They also had wins over Raleigh County, Marysville, and Chapman, and they saw a familiar opponent in Holton in the semifinals. They would beat the Wildcats in straight sets, but nonetheless, it is a dominant tradition here for Nemaha Central, 38-4 a year ago. Although they did not make the state tournament, they did win the last Big 7 League Championship, going undefeated in league play. But nonetheless, Jessica Cook and company, and they're off and firing here in 24-25, just with a 5-1 start. Now for Perry LeCompton and Royal Valley, their first matches here of the season. And we'll start with Perry LeCompton here on their home floor. 29-9 last year. They lost in the sub-state semifinals to Hayden in straight sets. They won 11-3 in Big 7 League play, and they had plenty of momentum, obviously, from last year going into this year. But Crendon, real quick, their best player coming in, Paxton Dammy, you find out when they get here that, well, she broke her ankle last week, and she is out 6 weeks. And that is going to be a big blow for Perry LeCompton, as they will be with her likely at least throughout the regular season. Now saying, talking to their coach Kyle Billings earlier, saying there is a chance that she could come back, you know, once we get to the postseason part of it. But 6 weeks, that's basically the regular season, and just a very unfortunate set of circumstances for Perry LeCompton as their best player right now on the injured list. A broken ankle, out at least 6 weeks. So we'll see. They've had to move some girls up from junior varsity. We'll see how that affects them here in their opening matches tonight. And then Royal Valley looking to build. You know, last year it was a little bit down for them, 16-23. They were 5-9, Big 7 league play. 2 years ago they had a really good team, lost a bunch of seniors, kind of rebuilt a little bit last year. But they got one of the best all-around talents in the league, and really any sport, a dominant three-sport athlete. When you talk about Samantha Klotz, she's been an athlete of the week of ours numerous times. She is going to play at the next level. Very good softball player, basketball player, and, of course, an all-state caliber athlete at really all three levels. So plenty of storylines going into this one tonight. It's our first of many high school volleyball broadcasts, and we're here at Perry LeCompton High School. As coming up first, it's Perry LeCompton and Royal Valley. We'll get you set for that first match after a quick timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents, since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com. Or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from our first volleyball broadcast here of the 24 season alongside Crittenden Prophet, of course, who you'll be hearing on Friday nights moving forward, our high school football game of the week on 92.1 KMZA. Crittenden, of course, you're familiar with him with the Cobra Channel, now taking a step forward and going to be the voice on 92.1. He'll have Onega and Donovan West coming your way on Friday nights. I will be 103.9 with Valley Falls and Horton. We'll get to that as we continue on. But, Crittenden, man, nice to have you on board, and welcome. Ready to rock and roll.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to rock and roll, and especially who's ready to rock and roll? Perry LeCompte and the Cause against Royal Valley, the Panthers. Last year, Perry LeCompte went 6-1 against Royal Valley in sets last year, taking all three matchups. The first one going 17-25, 25-23, and 25-18, so it's 2-1. And then the second matchup was 25-16, 26-24, and then the third matchup was 25-20, 25-19. And the year before that, Riverside took 5-3, Riverside Royal Valley 5-3 in sets that year, and they won 2 out of 3 matchups. So these teams have been very competitive with each other throughout the past. Royal Valley, of course, having a lot more success in the most recent years, not having a losing season. Last year they did, but before that, it was back all the way in 2016, the last notable losing season. We mentioned that they've had dominant teams throughout the years. One of those dominant teams won 3A State Volleyball in 2019 versus Beloit, 25-19, and then 25-18 in those set finishes. So Royal Valley, Perry LeCompte, both two teams going to be strong to come off tonight. They haven't had an official game, just jamborees. Perry LeCompte is going to be without a significant player, but they're both tonight. They're going to try to see what they can shake off and get going here in the first game of the game.
Well, again, you think Nemaha Central has maybe a little bit of an advantage. They played in a tournament this last weekend. These other two teams, Perry and Royal Valley, they have yet to see the floor. So, you know, maybe Rust, of course, you're coming off the jamborees last week, and it's just a much different animal once you get into the regular season and starting up. So we'll see Nemaha Central later on. Of course, we got Royal Valley and Perry coming up here in just a moment. But, again, Nemaha Central, the last Big 7 league champion a year ago, undefeated in league play. Even though you bring in the likes of Rossville, Silver Lake, St. Mary's, and Riley County, Nemaha already beat Riley County this past weekend over in Marysville. But I think it's Nemaha Central's league still. Everyone's still kind of looking up at them.
Yeah, it's going to be very competitive, and you look at how dominant they were in the first tournament game that they were able to play, and one of those girls who were able to help that was Hallie Holtis, I think I'm pronouncing that right. She finished with 131 assists out of the team total of 156, 20 digs, 6 kills, 3 aces, and 2 blocks. I expect to see her being very dominant tonight, and we'll see what other players arise on the other teams. We kind of mentioned Paxton Dami, the sophomore from Perry LeCompte, being out for a while, so we're going to see who from the Cause is going to come up. And we're going to see from the Royal Valley Panthers who's going to arise for them.
Yeah, it's a real tough go for Perry LeCompte. Again, losing arguably their best player before the season even starts. Again, Paxton Dami out 6 weeks. Pretty much the majority could come back again, talking to their head coach. You just really hope for the best and a speedy recovery, but they expect maybe a quicker time frame than 6 weeks. But nonetheless, Perry LeCompte's going to have to make do. They do have a couple of seniors on the roster, Taylor Trimble, Justine Williams as well, and they're going to have to pick up some slack with Dami on the injured list going into the start of the regular season here. So, again, glad to be a part of your Tuesday night. It's our first of quite a few broadcasts here across our networks here. And again, appreciate everyone out there. Kirk Hillman in studio, Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Tamman. Here we go, as we will be looking a shade more to our left where we sit up top in the bleachers here at Perry LeCompton High School. Royal Valley will start on the far end hitting towards us, and then the Cause in the blue uniform tops will hit from the front side here to the far side. And, of course, the scoreboard for us will be to our right. But, again, Perry LeCompton and Royal Valley set to get going. The first of three matches here on 103.9 FM at KNZA. First matchup for both of these teams here in the 24 season. Nemaha Central playing at Marysville over the weekend, winning five of their six matchups. So here we go. Perry LeCompton again, the home squad here on the near side. And Royal Valley, their purple tops on the white side. And the teams do their traditional run through the net. Slapping hands, as they would say. We are ready to rock and roll. Royal Valley has a sensational freshman, Keewon Miller, a six-foot freshman who has got some interest already collegiately, and we can talk more about that as we continue on. But Royal Valley, they do have a sensational freshman in Keewon Miller, listed at 6 feet tall, looks every inch of it, and will lead the charge for the Panthers, trying to bounce back after a 16-23 season a year ago. And alongside Crittenden Prophet and Captain Kirk Hillman in studio, we are ready to rock and roll. Cause from the near side to the far side. Royal Valley from the far side to the near side. I believe it is going to be Perry LeCompton with the first serve here tonight as the officials walk through and get the lineups adjusted and ready to go. Up front for Perry LeCompton, you got Macy Corcoran alongside Henley Hunter. And Justine Williams on the backside, the likes of Charlie Blotzer, who has moved up from junior varsity, and the libero in Taylor Trimble as well in there, alongside Hope Billings, another senior. The libero for Royal Valley, that is the 5'6 senior in Avery Stidham. On the far side, leading the charge up front, as we mentioned again, Keewon Miller, the freshman, also out there to start Ainsley Morrison, another senior listed at 5'8, and Samantha Klotz, sensational multi-sport athlete, and we are underway as Hope Billings, the first serve of the 24 season, sends it to the far side, and quickly Miller trying to spike attempt from the left side, not much behind it, Cause sending it back, tipped up in the air, now Klotz in the middle of the floor, pushing it, firing it, and a block is saved and somehow sent back across. That was nicely done by Justine Williams, and a good rally going for both here to start, and I think it goes up and out of play, and our first point will go to Perry LeCompton. That was a good first rally. Well, that was a heck of a play by Justine Williams to keep one alive and ultimately help save that opening point. And it's going to be Keewon Miller here. So I guess the point actually belongs to Royal Valley, although it's showing Perry with the score as Royal Valley nowhere to be found in the back left corner, so it is a 1-1 tie. Boy, if Perry LeCompton's the away team here on the scoreboard, that is going to be very confusing. But that appears to be the case that we are dealing with here. Olivia Shear, a sophomore, has checked in on the front line as we are deadlocked at one here in the first set of 2024. Kind of an oddball hit there, but sent across on a third try. Cause will set it up front of the net, and it's pushed back over. Keewon Miller hits it up in the air, sets it up to the near side. Klotz's spike is deflected and out of play into the crowd. That is a point for the Panthers, and their lead is now 2-1.
Justine Williams, just try to get it, set it up more towards her outside hitters, just went right backwards on her.
Here's another 6 foot, this time sophomore. This is Dosno Mills for Royal Valley here. Swings the right hand through across. Goss push it to the front, and Shear spike. It goes right into the net, and kind of mistimed the jump there in an early 3-1 start here for Royal Valley. Three straight after Perry LeCompton got the first point of the match. So Mills again from the far side to the near side. Swings it across here to the back corner. Pushed to the front of the net right side and blocked by Klotz. The Cause are there. Shear left side sends it long and out of play. So a couple of miss hits here back-to-back by Olivia Shear, and now four straight for the Panthers, and it's 4-1 here in set one. So a good start here for Royal Valley. Mills again, her third serve, grazing the top of the net, but dug out. Left side, Shear again, pushing it over with two hands and finds it into the back corner as Kiwa Miller couldn't get there in time to save it. Now a 4-2 game. That stops a little bit of a run. And now the Cause will get the serve back. It will be the libero in Taylor Trimble, the senior. From the left side, swings the right hand through. A line drive over the net. Now it's pushed to the front of the net. Samantha Klotz, and albeit deflected, lands into the back corner, and Klotz with the kill shot makes it 5-2 Royal Valley.
She's just got a lot of strength on the overhand attack, going straight down with it, goes right to the blockers, out of bounds. Great shot taken by Samantha Klotz.
Here is Kachi Hale, a 5'5 junior, who checks in now. Sleeves on both arms, double knee pads, swings it through on the serve, a near ace, but it's saved by the libero and Trimble. Now a third shot is hit over and down, and for a point, that's Macy Corcoran, the sophomore, earning that one for the Cause to make it now 5-3. Another serve opportunity, this time for the Cause. It's Corcoran, sends it across. Now they want to set it up here to the near side. Tipped off the top of the net, right back to Royal Valley. And now a third hit has to be sent on over. Cause push it to the front of the net. Shear right side, taps it and finds it in. A little finesse push, hitting the defense off guard. Nicely done by Shear, and it's now 5-4.
And nice little, as you mentioned, kind of putting people off guard. Just a nice little love tap to put it over. Inside close.
That might be my favorite shot in all of volleyball. Just you think the spike's coming, you hit them with the little finesse shot over the top. Nobody there for the easy point. Good start for both as we're in set one. First broadcast here. There's a tip try by the Cause and pushed out by Addison Hoover. Tried the same idea there, but just couldn't keep it inside the lines. And the lead back to 2 for Royal Valley. It's now 6-4. Here is Samantha Klotz. All-league, all-state caliber, multi-sport athlete. Spins it in the left, up in the air, fires with the right. And nicely dug up on the back line. Now, third try just has to be sent on over. Royal Valley pushing it. Here is Miller. Spike attempt and finds opening in the center of the floor. And makes it now 7-4.
Great setup there from Madison Blackwood. Just putting, as I mentioned, just great bump, great set into that outside corner.
Here's Klotz once again. Royal Valley leading set one here, 7-4. Klotz spinning in the left, fires it with good pace. Here to the near side. Cause will set it up. Shear is spiked and just a bit out. Had the right idea going for the back left corner. No one was there. That's twice again. Shear has gone a little strong. And now three straight for Royal Valley gives them right now an 8-4 lead. Right now you got one of the best continuing to run on the back line to serve. Klotz sends it across again. It is dug up by Corcoran. They push it here to Shear, and she sends it on over with two hands. Good stop on the back line by Royal Valley, and they get it across. Cause push it front left. There's the set. There's the spike, and it's down for a point. Hope Billings, the senior, earning that one, makes it 8-5. So a little bit of a run for Royal Valley early. They had scored four straight. Now a three-run streak just stopped there. Cause are within 8-5. And the Cause will send it across with Charlie Blosser. And that's going to be an ace. The Squats couldn't handle it in the back line. And it's now 8-6.
As Charlie Blosser, who just got substituted in, she came in for Shear.
Now she's going back to serve it again. And front right looking for it and does not get the serve in. That one is out. Now it is 9-6 Royal Valley. As the libero in Avery Stidham will get back in to serve for the Panthers. Again, last season, Royal Valley 16-23. They will look to improve on that here in 2024. Klotz back line with the bump. There's the set. Miller pushing it across, kind of awkward on the jump, and went into the net, and that will get a point for Perry LeCompton because of that. Now three of the last four scored by the Cause. They're within 2 at 9-7. Addison Hoover now for Perry LeCompton. Will tee it up here, throws it up with the left, and swings it through with the right. Klotz on the back line, pushing it up front, right in the middle, tapped across by Miller. Cause now with an opportunity. Left-handed shot is down. That's Hope Billings again, the senior. There's that finesse shot, found the opening in the center of the floor, and it's a 9-8 match here right now as we are in set number one.
Well, Billings has built them twice in that left corner over there. Just a nice tap on the ball, put in a great kill spot, getting this within one here for the cause.
Once again, this is Addison Hoover, sends it across, and that is an ace. Miscommunication on the back line, and how about the run here for Perry LeCompton? Five of the last six, and we're deadlocked right now at nine apiece here in set number one.
Well, communication is key, and right now, the cause, they are clicking.
The cause again, a little momentum with Hoover sending it across. Will Valley on the back line, now to the middle of the floor. Kind of an awkward set, but it's sent across. Cause were there and ready for it. Here's Billings again, nicely dug up there by Samantha Klotz. Now Miller spike, and in there for a point. Kiwa Miller, the 6-foot freshman. It's Royal Valley, the lead back, and that stops a little bit of a run there for Perry. It's now 10-9.
Another great kill shot set up from Madison Blackwood, the 5'4" junior. She's doing a great job in the middle, getting some nice sets there and helping out her teammates.
So you got Dosno Mills up front, Kiwa Miller as well. Kind of leading that defensive charge here for Royal Valley. There's a set and a spike. Klotz on the back line. Sure fire back there. Now Miller again with the right hand. Cause were ready for it. They set it up middle of the floor. Another finesse shot put down. This time Henley Hunter, the sophomore, right in the front and center portion of the floor. Just a little tapper with the right hand to that front left corner. We're deadlocked at 10 apiece. A good first set here between these two. Here is Mills. Back to Miller, and she buries one. Might have been the most athletic finish we have seen to this point. And Kiwa Miller gives Royal Valley the lead back, 11-10.
Yeah, it's momentum like that that you want to build upon if you're the Panthers. You know, get a big kill shot and try to build on that.
Well, this Royal Valley team built for the future, it appears, with Kiwa Miller and Dosno Mills both listed at 6 feet tall. Miller a freshman, Mills just a sophomore. Speaking of the freshman, she'll send it across. Good dig by Corcoran. Now they set up Corcoran. Her spike is blocked. Now launched out of play. That's going to be a point for Royal Valley. Great defense by Mills and also Ainsley Morrison, a 5'8 senior going up high to reject that spike attempt. Now a 2-point lead here for Royal Valley. It's now 12-10. They've scored three of the last four.
Yeah, that was a nice double block by the 6-foot sophomore in Mills and then also the 5'8 senior in Morrison. That's a lot of height there up at the net.
So here is Miller. She will send it across. Good heat to it, but it's dug up nicely by Corker. Another off-balance shot. Klotz is there. Third try sent across. Now the Cause have it at the net, pushing it up front, and kind of a lazy shot back over. But now here's Klotz with the spike and the delivery. Front right of the net, and Klotz too easy, making it 13-10 Royal Valley. Well, I like this combination that we are seeing with Royal Valley with Miller, Mills, and Klotz. This is an athletic group, and they go fairly deep. Cause, again, not quite as deep. They've had some injuries here, but they're off to a good start, trying to save a point. Can't do so as Blosser tried to run one down here in the corner, tried to throw her hand at it, couldn't get a piece, and now it's 14-10. Now the run here for Royal Valley, four straight, five of the last six.
The attack and the defense right now are working both together in perfect harmony right now for the Panthers to make this big run as they're at 14-10 now.
There is Miller again on the serve, and that is an ace. Could not be dug up there by Blosser, too much heat behind it, and now it's 15-10, and a timeout called by Perry LeCompton. So a good run here for the Panthers as we're in the middle portion of set number one. It's high school volleyball. We're back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Farmer State Bank, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. I live out of town and have a loan at the Farmer State Bank, but my primary checking account's at another institution. What's the easiest way to make my payments?
We have an exciting new service called External Transfers. Within online banking, you can set up your other bank. You can initiate a transfer from your primary bank to make your Farmer State Bank loan payment. You can visit our website under the eServices tab for more info.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, service error there by Keewon Miller, the freshman. Stops a little bit of a spurt for Royal Valley. It's now 15-11 Panthers as the Cause get the serve back here in set number one. Justine Williams, the senior for the Cause, sending it across. Stidham, the libero, sets it up on the backside. Here's the set. There's the spike. And who else? Samantha Klotz with another kill.
Yeah, so you got the timeout by the Cause, and then the service error from Miller gets the point back for the Cause. And they're thinking, okay, this is where you can build momentum. But what's Klotz going to do? Well, she's going to put a clot in that, and she's going to stop that momentum right in the tracks. It's going to give it right back to the Panthers, now up 16-11.
Tell you what, Crendon, the best part about being back on the air with you is your quick wit with some of the play on words, I would say, but very nicely done. But right now the Panthers have a nice little groove going. There's another set and a kill shot for Keewon Miller. She did it again, and it's now 17-11. Largest lead here in set one for Royal Valley.
I'll tell people that if they want to keep listening to the quick wit and some a lot of fun, tune in to 92.1 every Friday on KMZA.
You will have Donovan West and Onega for week number one of high school football. There's a little confusion, I think, with the varsity and the JV courts. That's the worst part, I'm not going to lie, about volleyball, is you got both courts going at the same time and multiple whistles. So it can get a little confusing if you're not paying attention. But right there, I think it might have been a substitution error or something along those lines before the serve was even sent across. They blew the whistle dead, and right now it's showing 18-11, so they have given a point to Royal Valley, and I think the rotations might have been a little bit off there for Perry LeCompton, so either way, that is a free point for the Panthers, and their largest lead continues to build. Now 18-11, they have scored three straight and three of four out of the timeout. Back to it, Dosto Mills, the 6-foot sophomore. It's dug up by Trimble. Push it to the front of the net, and it drops down and a point for Royal Valley. Right now, Perry LeCompton struggling a little bit. Corcoran couldn't get a hand on it, and it's down 19-11 here in set one. This is crunch time here for Perry LeCompton. They want to come back. They got to start making a run now. Here's Mills. Sends it across, dug up on one knee by Billings. Now on a third try from the backside, sent across by Trimble the libero. Now they set it up for Klotz again, not much behind it. And I think up against the net was Perry LeCompton, and another point for Royal Valley. Five straight, their lead is now 20-11 here in set one. They're on a nice little comfort cruise here. Here's Mills again, listed at 6 feet tall, and a sophomore. Here is Hunter, good spike attempt, but dug up by Madison Blackwood on the backside. Now a third try is sent across. Dug up by Corcoran. The Cause trying to find some momentum. Now Corcoran again punching it across. Miller back to Mills. Underhands it through. Good rally. Now again the Cause set. And the spike attempt there by Corcoran right into the net. And another point for Royal Valley makes it 21-11. And we get another timeout on the floor. And we'll take one as well. 21-11 our score. It is set one here between Royal Valley and Perry LeCompton. We are back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs, we excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Royal Valley trying to close out the first set here, but Cause get one out of the timeout there to make it 21-12. Before that point for Perry LeCompton, Royal Valley was on a stretch where they had scored 11 of the last 12 points, including six straight out of that timeout. Right now, 21-12 our score. Cause finally get the serve back. It's sent across by Trimble. They want to set it up for Miller from the backside. A little awkward on the swing through. And her kill shot went into the net. Now back-to-back points for the Cause. It's 21-13. Well, if you got to go on the run, you got to do it now. Want to come back here in set number one. Here is Trimble again. sending it across. Klotz, they fake it to her. Now a third try is sent across. That is truly Jim who sent that one across. And now Perry LeCompton going to get another one. Well, Valley couldn't handle it on the backside, so now three straight out of that timeout for the cause, and they're within 21-14.
These two teams play each other very competitively. Going back to last year, and I'll talk about it a little more, depending on how the set ends, these two teams, they like to fight it out.
Here is Miller on the dig, has to be pushed back to Klotz in the middle of the floor, who sends it back on a free ball and then runs into her own teammate and appears to be okay. Here the cause on the transition as they send it across with Hoover, and it drops in there. Another finesse tap with the left hand. And how about it? Four straight, now 21-15.
I think that's been the working strategy right now for the cause. Just add a little bit of finesse to your shot and to your kill and just kind of let it softly go over there. Find a nice spot for it to rest.
Fourth straight serve here for Trimble, and it goes into the net. Service error now makes it 22-15. So the Panthers get the serve back as they are trying to secure a set one victory here to start their season. This is Kachi Hale, the 5'5 junior off the bench, set to serve and sends it across. A little low-line knuckleball that gets across. Here is Corker in front right. Awkward with the hit, but it gets the job done to the other side, and now another awkward hit with the left hand, trying to almost baseball swing the arm through it, and that was Klotz who mishit it, and it's now 22-16. Royal Valley leading here in set number one. This is Corcoran, the sophomore, to serve. Sends it across, and the play is blown dead, and I think a rotational error there for Royal Valley, and it's now 22-17. So after that last time out, cause were in desperation mode, and they have scored six of the last seven. Keeping themselves in this thing. There's Corcoran. Mills to the front, and it's slapped across by Jim, but a little lazy with that. But does get it across, and a point for Royal Valley. 23-17.
Well, it's better than your senior Klotz here to possibly be your last server as you're up 23-17 in this first set.
Spins it in the left. Looks like she's been doing it for a while, for sure. There's a nice tap across. Good dig by Kiwa Miller. Now Jim again, too long, and a point for the cause. 23-18. Well, the Panthers are approaching set points. The cause are making them sweat a little bit here down the stretch after it looked pretty comfortable in the middle portion of it. Here is Blosser, sends it across, front right, and there's a spike, and it's Kiwa Miller who left no doubt behind that one, and it is set point here for Royal Valley, 24-18. And a chance here for Avery Stidham, a veteran on this team, a 5'6 senior libero who wears the white jersey. Everybody else in the purple tops. For the set one win, can Royal Valley do it? And they do. It is a long shot hit out by Addison Hoover. She had the right idea, but just too much mustard behind it. And the first set of 2024 goes to Royal Valley. 25-18 over Perry LeCompton. We're back in 2 minutes here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent
to the Holton Hospital.
Join GM Bank in Hiawatha this Friday from 11 to 1 for a free will donation lunch to raise money for Little Hands Daycare. Stop by our West Lawn at GM Bank from 11 to 1 on Friday, where you'll find our staff grilling and handing you lunch to go while helping support this vital partner to our working parents. All proceeds go to Little Hands Daycare. See you Friday at 805 South 1st Street in Hiawatha from 11 to 1. GM Bank member FDIC, the best place to bank and borrow.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside Krinda Profits and our studio engineer, that is Captain Kirk Hillman here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Our first volleyball broadcast here in the Big East League, and it was Royal Valley 25-18 over Perry Lecompton as we get set to start set number two. First matchup tonight. Following this one, it'll be Nemaha Central in Royal Valley. Nemaha Central waiting patiently, and then the Thunder and the Cause and the Nightcap.
I'll tell you what, last year, as I mentioned, Perry Lecompton won 6 out of 1 sets and won all three matchups. Two were league play, one was tournament play. In the first set of the year, Perry Lecompton lost 17-25, and then they proceeded to win the next two sets. They tied it up 1-1 and then won the third set 25-18. So we'll see maybe if we have the same storyline where Perry drops the first set, comes back on the second and third, or Royal Valley is going to change the pace here and start a new year with a little bit of a different tempo.
All right, here we go. Set number two, Royal Valley looking for a sweep. Cause need this one, but the Cause get the first point. Kill shot there by Corcoran. Couldn't be handled on the far side as they stay on the same side as the first set, but the Cause, just like set one, get the first point here in set two. This will be Justine Williams, the senior. Near side right to the backside left. Nearly got an ace, but Stidham dug it out. Now Miller's spike attempt is blocked up into the air. Cause trying to settle, and it's right at the net. A battle won there, and it's, I believe, won by Royal Valley. The winner there, Ainsley Morrison, the 5'8 senior at the net. Outdid Corcoran for that point. We're tied at 1-1.
Yep, there's your senior leadership, especially, you know, in the front row. It's just big body up there, up at the net.
Here is Kiwa Miller again, the freshman. And that's going to be an ace. And again, the best part about volleyball is even if it goes high enough to touch the rafters, it is still in play. So that time it got blasted up into the air, ricocheted off the rafters and out of play. Royal Valley got the point. So it's now 2-1. And the Cause get it right back. A diving attempt there by Miller in the middle of the floor, but couldn't keep it up. And now a 2-2 tie. It will be the libero here for Perry Lecompton. And Taylor Trimble. Man, just such a tough break as Paxton Dammy, the sophomore, broke her ankle last week at the Jamboree and is out 6 weeks. Could be back by postseason play, but that is a tough loss for the Cause. And now Klotz's attempt hits the side pole and goes in the wrong direction there. And Perry Lecompton now a 3-2 lead. Maybe you can answer the question why Perry Lecompton would be the guest on the scoreboard when they are playing at home. I don't know. Maybe there is something I am missing. But it is kind of confusing. Another point for the Cause there, 4-2 their lead, three straight here early.
I'll tell you this, Brandon, you can give me an A, B, C, or D choice, have it all the same answer, and I'd still be a bad guesser on what the real answer was.
We all know if it's D, it's all the above, and I'm just going to pick D every time.
That is how it works.
That's tipped up in front of the net, good save on the back line by Billings, and on the third try, it's sent across. Now Royal Valley setting it up for Klotz, a little lazy on the jump, but still got it across. And now another battle at the net. A free ball sent over by Royal Valley. Now they want to set it up for Billings, who I think got under the net. There might have been miscommunication on that set try there for Corcoran. But nonetheless, it is a point for Royal Valley there within 4-3. Royal Valley pulled away, won the first set 25-18, really used a big run in the middle portion of that set to pull away. Cause kind of kept it close late. Royal Valley was able to hold on. There's another point for the Cause. This time Corcoran again makes it 5-3.
Miller just a little bit of hesitation in the back row to come up and try to get that dig.
Communication seems very crucial in this game. Here is Corcoran. There are four seniors on this varsity Perry LeCompton roster. A handful of sophomores as well, and there's an ace for Corcoran. Tough to handle on the back line by Miller. And right now, 6-3, Perry LeCompton, and what is a must-win set for them. Here it is, Corcoran again, sends it across, a little momentum for Perry LeCompton in set two. They want to set it up for Klotz, did the finesse try, but did not fake out Justine Williams, she was there. Now tipped at the net, and I think we had one extra hit there for Royal Valley, that's going to go against them, and a point for the Cause, and they have the momentum now here early, 7-3, their lead in set number two. We saw Royal Valley get off to a strong start. Cause closed the gap, and Royal Valley kind of pulled away in that middle portion of set one. Battle at the net here, won by Perry LeCompton again. And this time it's Hope Billings who secures that point, makes it 8-3. Four straight, and seven of the last eight have gone to Perry LeCompton, and that's going to force Royal Valley to burn a timeout. So we'll follow suit. 30 seconds, it's high school volleyball here on KNZA.
No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check us out online at WilsonTireKS.com.
We made offers are subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kurt Kilman leading the charge in our studios tonight. Friend and prophet Brandon Tamman here at Perry LeCompton High School. As right now, it's high school volleyball on KNZA. We're in set two of match number one. Royal Valley beating the Cause 25-18 in set one, but right now the Cause 8-3, their lead here early on in set number two.
Tell you what, before that timeout, we saw some great blocking defensively from Perry LeCompton, from Addison Hoover and Hope Billings, and that's what Perry LeCompton's going to have to do if they want to win this set. Not just play good offensively, but play good defensively. Get your hands up there, very tall players, and, you know, just overall play very dominant.
This is a Royal Valley roster again that looks pretty well equipped to have a strong season after what was maybe a little bit down for them a year ago, just 16-23. They were 5-9 in Big 7 league play. Of course, now we're in the Big East League. You add four new teams. Riverside makes the jump out of the Big 7 to the Northeast Kansas League, and then remaining Big 7 teams welcome in the likes of St. Mary's, Rossville, Riley County, and Silver Lake. So not just for volleyball, really all sports. It just turns the competition level here in Northeast Kansas, kind of bumps it up a notch. And it was already pretty ramped up.
Yeah,
and they just add to it.
It only continued to grow. And I was actually looking back at a little bit of history. Royal Valley and Silver Lake, they go back and forth every year in volleyball. So it's going to be interesting to see how they compete each other in the league, especially when Silver Lake has been the dominant winner throughout the kind of history the last couple of years.
Another miss hit there, this time by Kiwan Miller, just a little too strong and out of play. And now a 9-3 advantage here for Perry LeCompton. They continue the strong spurt here out of the timeout as Corcoran continues to serve. Swings it through. Miller on the back end. They push it up front. They want to set it up for Miller. Not much behind that spike attempt. Cause we're ready for it. Now there's a spike attempt that's dug up. Billings, nice try, and then finally a point put down. I believe that was Mills from the back right side for Royal Valley that earned that point, and that stops a pretty nice run there for Perry LeCompton. Gets Royal Valley to within 9-4. Royal Valley won the first set 25-18. First matchup for both of these teams, Perry LeCompton and Royal Valley here to begin their season. There's a miss hit a little bit strong. They were setting up Olivia Shear, the sophomore, and she had a couple of miss hits in the first go around, and now it is 9-5. So served here to the near side. This is Hale. Cause set it up, but miss hit the set try. And now a point is put down on the deflection for Perry LeCompton. I think it was Hoover who got the hand on it and kept it in play. And now a double up here for Perry LeCompton. They lead it 10-5.
Hoover with a nice right-hand deflection just going off the left line. Just perfectly placed.
Perry LeCompton right now, they have scored 10 of the first 15 points here in set two. And what's a must-win for them? And across by Truly Jim, the 5'7 senior for Royal Valley. Now Billings, did she get it down? I think she did. It's a late call there by the official on the back line with the flag. And that spike attempt got in the line. And right now 11-5. Perry LeCompton still with a nice breathing room, not necessarily, but they got a nice little lead here early. There's another point. Addison Hoover again makes it 12-5. Boy, it just looks like almost a completely different team here in set two compared to that first set.
Yeah, it's all about momentum. It's something that Royal Valley was able to build off. Now, Perry LeCompton was getting a point. They got a point to start the game, a point after the first time out and second time out, but they couldn't build off any of it. But here, now they're building off that momentum, and Hoover's doing a lot of that job right now.
Boy, very structural and strategic are the cause. And again, Hoover earning the point. That was a finesse shot once again. Now 13-5, four straight by Perry LeCompton, and they continue to roll here as we are approaching that midway point, basically about that halfway point here. And there's a service error, so finally that breaks the streak there. Much-needed point for Royal Valley makes it 13-6. Maybe here's a chance for the run as Klotz will go back to serve. Spikes it three times into the ground, sends it across, barely grazing the net, a near ace, and now scrambling for it, and somehow not going to be able to get it over on the third try. It was a good effort by Addison Hoover, who was outside the lines and had a tough angle to get it back over. Nonetheless, couldn't do so, now 13-7. Here's Klotz again, spins it in the left, and sends it through. A couple back line hits, now pushed up to the front, left-hand swing by Hoover, sends it across. Now they want to set it up for Miller, not much behind that. Now she's trying to play defense, another finesse shot, tapped across by Hoover. Give me that football score, 14-7, Perry LeCompton.
Right now, Hoover, she's doing a lot of the work right now, and now she's got her opportunity to start serving and maybe get some aces here or just put some nice hits in some good places for her team to make plays off of.
14-7, Perry LeCompton set two. Royal Valley won the first set 25-18, and there's a vicious spike, but somehow saved up by the cause. Here is a tap try by Billings and mishandled again by Royal Valley's defense. 15-7, the cause lead continuing to build.
A great point, but it's really heavily earned off the back of Massey Corcoran, number 5. She took a hard dig right through her chest, kind of low. Man, it was a great dig, and it kept it going here for the cause.
All right, sending it across is Hoover, and a little strong, a service error, awarding a point there to Royal Valley, makes it 15-8. And it's really been all cause here in set two. The Panthers have not had a run of more than 2 points so far at all. They had a run in the first set where they scored 11-12 in the middle portion. Another finesse try. Royal Valley was ready for that one, and now extra hit and just confusion on the side of Royal Valley. Cause earn another. It's 16-8. And the cause here in set two, getting them at 3, 4 in a row. just building on this lead. Royal Valley scored two of the first 3 points here in the set. But once the Caws got it back in front 3-2, they have not trailed since. Caws want to push it. Middle of the floor, set, spike, dug up there by Hale. Nicely done there for the Panthers. Now a free ball sent over by Perry LeCompton. Want to set it up here. There's the set. There's the spike. That's the best play we've seen so far here in set two. That is Dotho Mills. They set her up beautifully for the kill shot. And it's 16-9, Perry LeCompton. And this is Blackwood, the 5'4 junior, back to serve. Katie Glatzik, the head coach for Royal Valley, barking out the signals, getting everyone in line. And Blackwood sends it across. They want to set it up to the front left side. Finesse again. That's been the story. And Corcoran again. Another point makes it 17-9. Perry LeCompton continuing to build. Substitutions. No, it's going to be a timeout, so we'll follow suit. A 30-second break in the action is right now Perry LeCompton trying to force a third set. They lead Royal Valley in set two, 17-9. You're listening to High School Volleyball.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Perry LeCompton trying to force a third set here in their first match of 2024. Royal Valley 25-18 in set one, but right now the Caws leading it in set two, 17-9. They have had three instances of an 8-point lead, and they're trying to keep it that way. Well, back to seven. Kiwa Miller said, I have something to say about that. She cleaned that one up pretty quickly, and it's now 17-10. Let's see if Royal Valley can bang home a run here out of this timeout as we are coming down the home stretch here in set two and what is a must-win for the Caws. Panthers are going to try to rally here to are going to need to rally to try to sweep this first match of the year. Pushed up in the air by Corcoran and sent across by Trimble the libero. Panthers again, Klotz on a free ball sending it across. Tapped with the right hand. Good diving effort for Royal Valley. Klotz again. Deflected and down. Is it going to be a point? And I think they gave it to Royal Valley, so they said it was in. It was hard to tell at first, but now 17-11.
Well, right now, Perry LeCompton's Addison Hoover is currently on the bench, coming in Olivia Shear, so she's now in the game. So a big chance here without big outside hitter for Perry, for Royal Valley to take the advantage.
Well, Klotz took advantage there of kind of a lazy hit at the net, and she defended it well, put it down for the Panthers. Three straight out of the timeout. They're within 17-12. And Kiwa Miller again will send it across. Good dig that time by Corcoran to keep it alive, and now Corcoran on a free ball slaps it through with the right hand. I think they call a violation against Royal Valley there on that send across by Corcoran. 3 point there for Perry makes it now 18-12. Boy, those can be killer points allowed, especially late. Don't want to give them up for free. You want to make them earn it. And there is an ace. That's Trimble for the Caws, and Stidham on the back line made the decision, thought it was going to be out, but it stayed inside the line. So 19-12, back-to-back points for the Caws. Here is Trimble again. They want to set it up for Klotz. A lot of air. Good defense up front. Shear got a hand on it. Now the Caws on a third try. Blocked at the net. And Dotho Mills earning that point for the Panthers with great defense. Makes it 19-13.
Yeah, on the assist for the block, Ainsley Morrison, the 5'8 senior. So senior and sophomore just kind of working off each other and doing some good work up front.
Here's a chance as Mills will go back to serve. Panthers are down six at 19-13 here in set two. They're looking for a sweep, but the Caws have other ideas. And there's miscommunication up front by Shear. Thought she was going to be set up. and nothing went her way. It was a missed hit by Justine Williams, and now it's 19-14. Here is Mills again. They continue to inch their way closer. Good dig on the back line for the cause. Free ball slapped across by Corcoran. Jumped in the air by Miller. They set it up for Klotz, and she buried it in the back corner. Athletic as can be, Samantha Klotz, the 5'10 senior, well above the net to kill that one down. And all of a sudden, Panthers within four at 19-15. Here is that run that the Panthers have needed to go on, but they still have work to do. Here are the cause at the net, defended by Klotz, and she stuffed that one home. 19-16, timeout cause. Four straight, and seven of the last nine have gone to the Panthers since that last timeout. 19-16 here in set two. You're listening to High School Volleyball.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton, our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Royal Valley battling here in set two, trying to sweep Perry LeCompton in their season opener. They defeated the cause 25-18 in set one, but right now trail the cause 19-16 here in set number two. We got Kurt, we got Crinden, myself, Brandon Tabman with you. And a violation under the net for Perry LeCompton, and just like that, it is now 19-17. Here come the Panthers. Mills again continuing to serve. Got a nice groove going now. Corcoran, middle of the floor, top of the net on a third try over. Couldn't do it. And we got ourselves a 1-point lead. I was about to say one run. It's not baseball. My bad. All right, here we go. 19-18. And is that going to be, I think it was called out. Oh, it was nearly an ace. But Perry LeCompton will take that. They have to stop the bleeding. It's now 20-18. They'll get the serve back. Boy, that was really close for being an ace and tying this thing up. But instead, the cause will send it across with Corcoran. Bumped up in the air by Klotz. They want Klotz with a left-handed kind of a punch shot, kind of weird, but it did not work out. She looked for the back right corner, and now it's 21-18. So back-to-back points there for Perry LeCompton as they are trying to force a winner-take-all set three here in their season opener at home tonight. Here is Corcoran again, and it's too long. Service error makes it 21-19. Panthers get the serve back. Here's Kachi Hale, the 5'5 junior. Royal Valley trailing 21-19, late set two. Cause need it to force a third. Clapped across with the left hand and not defended quite well, but the cause getting the point there for Addison Hoover. And it's now 22-19. I feel like we've called Addison Hoover's name quite a bit here in set number two for the cause, making plays up front. Clearly has the height, and defending well there. Cause have it with Trimble. Miss hit, third try sent over. Dug up there by Miller. They want to set it up for Klotz. There it is, and she buried it. Sometimes you just have a feeling when it's set up just right, you can't do anything about it. And that gets the Panthers within 22-20, and now Klotz with the serve.
An opportunity for the senior to take this game over with and try to put it towards the Panthers.
Sends a good serve across. Cause pushing it across. Tried to catch that front line off guard. Couldn't do so. Now Miller buries one. I think that trying to catch the Panthers off guard there, it did not work because you essentially set up Miller for a massive spike. And it's now 22-21.
It's incredible how different the play styles are. Royal Valley, very aggressive with their attacks and their strikes compared to the Perry LeCompton Cavs, where they like more that finesse shot, like the off-guard rhythm.
Of course, again, you got to win by two, and there's a nice defensive play at the front of the net for Hope Billings, and a huge point for the Cavs. Gets them within one of set point. They are leading 23-21.
And who else but Hoover to have the opportunity here to close it out in set number two, 23-21.
Yeah, we've called her out multiple times. She has been a big part here in this run in set two for Perry LeCompton, as Cavs are without their best player for pretty much the regular season. Dammy is out 6 weeks with a broken ankle, and now a error on the back line by Royal Valley on that serve by Hoover has given set point here to the Cavs at 24-21. Cavs needing it to force a winner-take-all set three. Can Hoover finish it off? Sends it across, pushed up in the air. Here is Miller, and she was too strong. It is out, and the Cavs win set two and force the set three here in match number one of the night. So a good one in set two, and the Cavs will force a winner-take-all set three here in match one. Royal Valley 25-18 in set one. Perry LeCompton 25-21 in set two. Don't go anywhere. Third set coming your way after a timeout. You're listening to High School Volleyball.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
At Bergston Insurance in Holton, we've recently helped multiple families save hundreds of dollars on their insurance premiums. With summer activities coming up, how would these savings benefit you and your family? Don't let insurance stress your finances. Let's make shopping it easy for you. Call Bergston Insurance in Holton right now at 364-3771. Bergston Insurance. Count on us, a name you can trust.
I can't believe it, but it's back to school time. As your kids prepare for the new school year, it's important to consider their immunizations. At Holton Community Hospital, we're committed to providing you with trusted information and support. Our healthcare providers are here to answer your questions and help you make informed decisions. Book an appointment with your primary care provider today to discuss any concerns and learn more about immunization. Visit HCH Family Medicine Clinics in Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore. Learn more at HoltonHospital.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Captain Kirk Kilman in a studio alongside Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tadman here from Perry LeCompton High School as we get set for a winner-take-all set three in match number one of our first broadcast here tonight, Royal Valley and Perry LeCompton. Panthers 25-18 in set number one, but the Cavs rally back and have a nice showing, and Panthers close the gap late in that second set, but the Cavs able to hold on 25-21 to force the third.
Yeah, so let's just talk about a little bit of last year, a little bit of history here. So last year, the first matchup of the year in league play, and so there was three sets total, 17-25 was in the first set. It was Royal Valley who won it, and then Perry LeCompton came back and won the second set 25-23 and then wound up winning the third set 25-18. So if we follow history from last year here, Perry LeCompton is going to look to have a very dominant win to take the third set. But Royal Valley, of course, does not want that situation to happen. They want to find the success that they found in that first set today. And here, what was that success? It came from a lot of players It came from Kiwa Miller, who was able to have just an incredible first set, but then also Samantha Klotz. She was able to be very dominant with the strikes and the kill shots. So I kind of expect that a lot here from Royal Valley. But Perry LeCompte, how are they going to finish out here in this third set? Well, I expect Addison Hooper to get a lot of playing time out here on the court. She got a little bit of time where she was not in the game, and it was during that time that there was a big run by Royal Valley. Right now, she looks to be on the bench as of the moment, but we'll probably see her coming pretty soon here into the third set.
Well, I think, again, the advantage for Royal Valley, they just have a few more bodies that they can rotate in. They go a little bit deeper with their varsity roster compared to the Caws, who only have 9 on the roster. We have seen every bit of them. But again, we have mentioned it multiple times, Paxton Dammy, arguably the Caws' best player, out with a broken left ankle that she suffered in the Jamboree. That's just a tough break. I mean, you're excited, getting ready for your high expectation type of season, and all of a sudden it's ultimately ended. I say, again, talking to their head coach and Kyle Billings, believing there's a chance she could come back come playoff time, but as far as the regular season goes, who knows? But again, tough break for the Caws, but it is the next player up mentality, and out of the gate, here we go. Set number 3, winner take all, and the Caws get an early ace. Take a 1-0 lead, and Perry LeCompte, in all 3 of these sets in this match, have scored the first point.
And that's what leads to success, when you can start off strong, but you always got to finish strong as well. Perry LeCompte was able to do that last time, a little bit of a hiccup in between, but there was a finish.
And here we go. It's another serve. Hope Billings this time sends it across. They want Klotz. They set it up, and she buried it. Diving attempt by Taylor Trimble. And kind of took it maybe off the left side of her face. And just like the other two sets, after Perry LeCompte scored the first, Royal Valley comes back with the second point. And we're tied at 1.
I mentioned this third set. It's huge to see what the senior Klotz does. And right now she has an opportunity to continue to build here early as she serves.
Sends it across, middle of the floor, bumped up to the front of the net, taps across again. This is Henley Hunter, and she puts it down in that front left corner. That finesse tap over the defensive line has been kind of the popular play for the Caws throughout the night.
Yeah, it's very different play styles. Looking at Royal Valley, they're very kill shot heavy, very hard hitting down on that right palm. Whereas when we look over here at the Caws, they like a lot of finesse in their shot, put a little off guard, off spin on it.
Well, there's miscommunication on the back line between Hale and Mills, both thinking the other one was going to get that third attempt over, and they both kind of stand there. It's like the Spider-Man meme. They're just pointing at each other. And it turns out to be a point for the Caws. They lead it 3-1. Nice diving effort there by Hale to keep it alive. Now Miller sends a free ball over. Caws set it up front of the net. Here's Shear on the right side, and she is rejected by the net. And a point for the Panthers makes it 3-2.
What was your favorite Spider-Man, Brandon? Mine was Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I can't disagree with that, so. Let's see. Here we go. Hale, front of the net. Now the Caws scrambling. Second hit up in the air, and a free ball sent across. Good job by Corcoran. Klotz to the front. Miller spike. Oh, and she mishit it. They had her set up, and it just hit off the side of her arm and out of play, and the Caws earned that point 4-2, a double-up lead. Who am I thinking? You said Garfield. Who's the most recent one? I'm blanking.
That is Tom Holland.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So no on him.
No on him.
Okay. Okay. I'm asking you. No on him? So.
Oh, no. I like him. I just think Andrew Garfield. Probably.
Okay.
That's Spider-Man. Or Tobey Maguire. I think Tobey Maguire played for you, Spider-Man.
It's got to be Tobey, man. That's the OG right there.
That is the OG.
Iconic. Well, you know, sometimes when you get time between some breaks, you find some things to chat about. But we're having some fun here. Set number 3. First match of the night here at Perry LeCompte. There's a miss hit into the net that time by Avery Stidham, the libero, and the Caws have jumped out to a 5-2 lead here early. Similar start to set 2, in which they needed and won. After Royal Valley took the first set 25-18. And I think a free point there for the Panthers will make it 5-3. A sub in for Royal Valley. It's going to be Ainsley Morrison, a 5'8 senior. And this This will be Blackwood. The junior listed at 5'4", serves it across for the Panthers. Trimble sets it up front right. Here's Corcoran's spike attempt. Well defended by Royal Valley, and it's pushed down by Dosno Mills. And the 6-foot sophomore gets the Panthers to within one. Good defense at the front of the net. It is 5-4.
Billings tried to get to it. Just had an even nice little rollover, but just couldn't get.
At the cost, send it left side. Hoover, well defended that time by Blackwood. Clots to the front. Miller slaps it across. Trimble there defending. And now awkward hits at the front of the net by Justine Williams. And we're deadlocked now at 5 apiece here in set 3. Nemaha Central awaiting Royal Valley in match number 2. The nightcap will be the Thunder and the Caws. Our first broadcast here in 24, and there's a sail shot that goes way long for the Caws. I believe that was Corcoran who mishit that one. And 3 of the last 4 to the Panthers, and they take the lead here at 6-5. There's Blackwood again, serving it with the right hand. Pushed up in the air by Trimble. And the set is mishit. Williams was trying to set up Corcoran in the front right portion of the net, but pushed it way out of play, and Corcoran had no shot. It's now 7-5.
Well, we saw what happened last time when Roy Valley was able to have a lead. They were able to expand upon it. We'll see what they can do here in set number 3.
There's a good spike attempt, and that one is buried away by Taylor Trimble. Or wait a minute, I think Kyle Billings, head coach Perry LeCompton, wondering why that point was apparently awarded to Royal Valley.
I believe it is because Trimble was in the front row, and as a libero, you cannot get up into that front row. You have to stay behind that attacking line.
And is that going to be a service error? It is. So, Cause gets that point right back. It's now 8-6. I don't know. She seemed behind that first line. I don't know. It's a tough call.
My best guess.
That is a good guess. Here's the call, sending it across again with Corcoran. Stidham kind of mishit that setup try, but Klotz on a free ball sends it over. Front of the net, Hoover taps, finesse again. She does it again. Addison Hoover, the junior, makes it 8-7. Back-to-back points for the cause. They are within one.
We're going to see a lot more production up in the front line here with both Hoover and Shear from Perry LeCompton up in that front row.
Also up there is Billings on that front line with Shear. Good diving effort, battle at the net. Shear front right, sends it in and sends it down in the right corner. Nobody there for Royal Valley. 3 straight for the cause, and we are deadlocked, 8 apiece. A winner take all, set 3 in match number 1 here tonight. Panthers 25-18 in set 1, Cause 25-21 in set number 2. There's a setup shot and a kill there for Kiwa Miller. And now 9-8. Royal Valley retakes the lead. Well, you see why Miller is garnering some collegiate attention already as a freshman. I mentioned earlier that it looks like with this roster, this Royal Valley team is set up for the next few years. There's a point for Perry LeCompton. Billings sending it over, and it was mishit by that middle portion of the line for Royal Valley and out of play. So now 9-9. Might as well have this third set be back and forth and close throughout. Might as well have a fantastic finish. We'll see. A long way to go still in this first one. There's Miller getting it to the front of the net, and there's Mills on the spike attempt, but it's dug up by Corcoran. And now the Caws get it right back. Billings with the finish, but I'll give the assist there to Corcoran for taking that spike and keeping it alive for Perry LeCompton as they retake the lead at 10-9.
Yeah, you got to love a nice early battle here in the Big East between two of the best teams, and it possibly could be this year, Royal Valley and Perry LeCompton.
Cause set it up. Another tap shot. Klotz was there defending, and now they got to get it back over. The Cause do. They can't. Behind her head was Corcoran trying to just get that free ball over, and now we're deadlocked again. It is 10-10. This is Dosno Mills, the 6-foot sophomore, back to serve. Sends it across. It is dug up by Blosser, and now a third try is sent across by Trimble. Dug up there by Blackwood, and now Klotz sets it, fires it, and delivers it for the point. And it's 11-10. Royal Valley retakes the lead. So back and forth we go here in set three as Mills going back to serve again. You have Mills at 6 feet. You got Miller listed at 6 feet. You got Klotz listed at 5'10". Got some good height, this Royal Valley team up front. Cause just have to push it over on a free ball. Hit up in the air by Mills with one hand. Now Miller from the back line tried to spike it through, but the Cause save it and have to send it back over. Mills pushing it to the front. Klotz delivers a spike, and a one-handed save is dug up by Blosser to keep it alive. Wow, but ultimately the Panthers do get the point. Boy, that was an incredible save by Blosser. Would have been a heck of a point for the Cause, but nonetheless, Royal Valley now three straight. They lead it by two.
Man, the rallies back and forth between these two teams, it's getting more and more intense as this game goes on, and players are making more athletic plays, just like that from Blosser.
Free ball here for the Cause, underhanded across by Hoover, and it goes too long, and another point. Royal Valley, 13-10. It's the biggest run by either side here in set three, four straight. Here for Royal Valley. So Mills has a good rhythm going here. There's the set, and there's the spike as Corcoran comes through with a big point for the Cause. 13-11, Royal Valley.
Well, Corcoran was able to put a cork in it, but now it's time for Hoover's chance to get things back on the right track for the Cause. 11-13 here, down by two.
All right, here's the junior at Addison Hoover. Big part in that second set win for sure. Now Klotz, not a chance when you set her up in the middle of the net like that. No chance for any Cobb defender really to keep that one alive, and it's 14-11. Another kill shot for Klotz. Royal Valley, after being down multiple times here early, they have built a three-point lead. Now it's down to two. Another finesse shot, this time Justine Williams. A little fake out there to get to the Cause to within 14-12. So a good third and final set between Perry LeCompton and Royal Valley. Panthers with the 14-12 lead. They have it on the attack, and it's sent across by Jim. Pushed up front, sent across by Hunter now for the Cause. Miller pushing it up, and I think she moved up too far. And that hit will be disallowed, and it's now 14-13. Now the officials are meeting up. Maybe there's a change of call here. Explanation to the side of Royal Valley, and I think we saw that similar call in the second set. Go against the Cause. Now it goes against the Panthers. And it's 14-13. On the serve is Perry LeCompton and Hope Billings. Here's Jim. Slaps it down. It's bumped up to the front of the net. Cause on a free ball. Corcoran spike, but Miller high in the air to keep it alive. Klotz, a two-handed tap shot across. Cause resettled. They set it up Corcoran again. Right to Jim, who dug it up. Good rally, sent across, and down into the back corner. I think just trying to send it across with no heat behind it was Mills, and somehow found an opening. And Royal Valley's lead up to 15-13. I think Mills was kind of surprised that that one landed in there.
Yeah, perfectly right in the corner. The closest player was Trimble, the libero from the Cause, but even then, she couldn't even barely get to it.
All right, so Klotz now back to serve as the Panthers push the pressure. Cause front left, Corcoran, a lot of athleticism there, but it's tipped and well defended by Royal Valley. Now Jim's spike attempt, or correction, that's Miller, who puts it down, and it's deflected out of play. Point for the Panthers. They are up three now. It is 16-13.
We're seeing that young freshman doing a lot of work. She's having a couple of miscues here and there, but for the most part, she's playing pretty solid and very efficiently for the Panthers team.
Boy, Klotz usually has a few points in her when she's back to serve. Usually not a one-and-done back there. sends it across front left portion of the net. Corcoran had to step back and then push it across on a free ball. Miller trying to settle, sends a spike off the top of the net, but the Caws defend it well. Here's Trimble, Corcoran up against the net and couldn't get it across. And another point for Royal Valley. And three straight now gives them a four-point lead at 17-13. Surprised we haven't seen a timeout here. We have gone this whole third set without a TO. It's the longest in any set we have gone to this point without our first timeout. Klotz again on the attack, sends it across. Running and saving it is Williams to keep it alive. Now on the attack, Klotz from the back line, sends it across, and it's mishit on the back line by Perry LeCompte. Another point, and Klotz has the run going, and there is the first timeout in set three. 18-13, Royal Valley must win here in set number three. It's high school volleyball here on KMZA.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Samantha Klotz for Royal Valley back to work. Her run at serve continues here. Right now it's the largest lead for the Panthers in set number three over Perry LeCompte, 18-13. As we get going here, out of the timeout, off the top of the net, near ace, but sent back across by Perry LeCompte. They set it up for Miller, and she finishes again. Well, that front right portion of the net is where they have been setting up. Kiwa Miller, in the last few points, she is making Perry LeCompte pay, now 19-13.
The senior and the freshman are taking it over here. Kiwa Miller and Samantha Klotz both doing a lot of great work here in this third set to secure things for Royal Valley as they're up 19-13.
I believe it's the sixth straight serve there for Klotz, and now it is saved on the back line. That one might have been too long, but the diving effort by Mills comes up a little bit short. Much needed point there for the Caws. They're within 19-14.
Royal Valley did not beat Perry LeCompte last year. They went 0-3 in matchups, two league matchups, one was a tournament matchup in midseason.
Panthers trying to get their season started off on the right foot. Miller again, but out. They set her up again, that front right portion, but her spike attempt went too long, and that's a free point there for the Caws. Back-to-back points for them. They're within 19-15. Final set here in match number one tonight. Omaha Central awaiting their first matchup. Up next, they'll take on Royal Valley. There's a battle at the net, and it's on the side here, near side of Perry LeCompte. Now Corcoran sets, delivers a spike, and deflected out of play, and a kill shot for Corcoran. Makes it 19-16, three straight for the Caws. We called Addison Hoover's name a lot in set number two for the Caws, and feel like right now in set three for the Caws to get back, it's going to be on Corcoran to get something brewing. Here's Miller again, tried the finesse, running in and saving it is Williams, but the second hit, there was some miscommunication, and it's now 20-16. That one dropped in. Now Stidham, the senior, back to serve as Royal Valley, after dropping set two, is trying to win this one in set three. They lead it 20-16. Caws get it front of the net. There's Corcoran. Yep, delivers again. Perfect placement, front and center, and she buried it in the back left corner. Makes it 20-17.
It's really great to see that the Caws, I mean, are playing together as a team now, but it feels like one player in each of these sets of the Caws have really been a standout here. As you mentioned, it's been Corcoran, who's been really being able to be the dominant factor here, the X factor in this set for the Caws.
A little pause in the action here as Taylor Trimble sets. With the Caws trailing here 20-17 in set three. Libero Trimble now sends it across. Dug up by Klotz, pushed to the front of the net, and it's sent across and out of play. A third hit by Mills, nearly snuck it into the back right corner. Just a scotch outside, and it's now 20-18. Don't look now. The Caws have scored five of the last six. Trimble again from back right to front left. Cause middle of the floor. Klotz dug up there. Good job by Williams. Corcoran again, I think. It's a kill shot there up against the net, and the Panthers will earn that point. It is now 21-18.
Yeah, Corcoran getting really aggressive up there on the net. That time just a little bit too aggressive, putting her body into the net in that error.
So back to serve now. This is Blackwood. Sends it across down the latter portion of this third and final set. There's Corcoran again. Good defense, keeping it alive for Royal Valley. Here's Mills. Buries it back right corner and kept it inside the line. The sophomore at 6 feet tall makes it 22-18. Back-to-back points by the Panthers. And now we get a timeout. Coming down the home stretch, we'll step aside for 30. 22-18. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to High School Volleyball.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We got Kurt, we got Crendon. I'm Brandon. Perry LeCompte in the location. Our first match here tonight, Big East League Volleyball Tri. And we've had a good one here in the first match, and it's coming down the home stretch. 22-18 Royal Valley, make it 22-19. Out of the timeout, the point there for Addison Hoover and Perry LeCompte. As Royal Valley won the first set 25-18, the Cause came back with a 25-21 win. In set number two to force this final third set. And right now the Panthers here on the road trying to hold off the Cause. It is 22-19. Battle at the net. Won again by Addison Hoover. It was a near ace and a couple of awkward hits by Royal Valley's back line. Put it to the front. And it was a 1v1 scenario. And it was won that time by Hoover. And it's 22-20. Here's the sophomore, Corcoran. Oh, and a service error. She put it up against the net. And a freebie there for Royal Valley. It's 23-20.
Only 2 points away here for Royal Valley, and they pick up their first win of the year and their first win against Perry LeCompte since 2022.
How about that? So here is the freshman, and Miller sends it across. Here is Hoover tapping again, and now Stidham on the back line, a free ball sent across for Royal Valley. Corcoran sets it up for Hoover, tap down, and they can't get it across. You jump too soon, and you kind of miss hit it while you're on the way down, and Hoover that time couldn't get it over. Now it is match point, 24-20 in favor of Royal Valley, as Kiwa Miller looks to close it out here for the Panthers. Well, it'll go another point as she went heavy with the serve attempt, maybe one of the ace there, but it went against the net, and it's 24-21. So another match point here for Royal Valley. But Charlie Blosser, the sophomore, getting this varsity time with Dammy on the injury list. We'll need to put together a good serve here. 24-21, Royal Valley trying to win it. Sent across by Blosser. Stidham mishit it on the back line, and it's 24-22. Kind of awkward off the dig attempt there, and gotta win it by two. Panthers point here would end the match. Here's Blotzer's serves. Hit him there, ready for it. Here it is for Klotz. Delivers it and wins it for Royal Valley. They set it up for the best on the floor, and Klotz wins it 25-22 as Royal Valley survives after dropping set number two to Perry LeCompte. So our first matchup goes all three sets. And Royal Valley wins it 2-1, 25-18, 21-25, and 25-22. We'll step aside for a timeout, recap it, as Kurt will take over here in just a bit, in between matches, but nonetheless, we're off and rolling, and Royal Valley defeating Perry LeCompte in three sets to get things going here tonight. Back after a timeout, you're listening to High School Volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kurtz Body Shop in Holton, we've been taking the dents out of accidents, since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
I'm Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank, and I'm an ag loan officer. An ag line of credit from Farmer State Bank here in Holton provides working capital when you need it most, whether it be for equipment repairs, fuel expenses, seed, fertilizer, feed, labor, and other ag input costs, harvest expenses, and more. We're here to help. Give us a call at Farmer State Bank, ask for Rod Whitmer, and we'll get you started.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Appreciate our sports boosters making our broadcast possible all throughout the season as our high school volleyball broadcast schedule is off and running here tonight. And alongside Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tadman, Kirk Kilman in studio, we saw a great first matchup here going all three sets, all of them close, but in the end, Royal Valley taking it over Perry LeCompton, 25-18, 21-25, and 25-22. Pretty fitting and thrilling to start our high school volleyball broadcast here in 24.
Yeah, no, and it's a great start for Royal Valley. Not only did they start the year with a win, but as I mentioned earlier, they hadn't beat Perry LeCompton since 2022 and 2023. They went 0-3, 0-2 in league games, 0-1 in tournament play against Perry LeCompton. So, you know, Royal Valley, great game overall, a lot of standout players, and we'll talk more about them, but Samantha Claude and Kiwa Miller, the freshman and the senior, Klotz being the senior, two people who were able to play absolutely dominant. They knew their roles coming into it, and they executed on all sides. Perry LeCompton, they didn't do too bad of a job either. We saw great performances from Addison Hoover in the second set, and in the third set, we saw a great performance from Massey Corcoran from the Perry LeCompton cause.
Yeah, it was certainly thrilling. Royal Valley pretty dominant in that first set, but then Perry LeCompton came right back, and then really it was back and forth the entire way in the third and final set. But Royal Valley on the road, they start their season 1-0 with a three-set win here against Perry LeCompton. Again, the final score is 25-18, 21-25, and 25-22. So that's going to send us to a break as we're looking at the clock here. It's going to be about 15 minutes or so, I would say. Captain Kirk Kilman will keep you locked in to our network here across the MSC Sports Radio Network, but he'll keep you locked in on 103.9 FM as I believe the 20-minute clock is on the way down now. So we'll be about 15 minutes out before the start of match number two. We'll see Nemaha Central for the first time coming off a 5-1 weekend at Marysville. They will take on Royal Valley, who looks to move to 2-0 as we should be in line for another good one here in match number two. About 15 minutes away, it'll be Nemaha Central and Royal Valley. Stick with us. It's high school volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.